You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And speaking of important New Zealand Kiwi musicians, I am joined here by Reb Fountain on this cold, cold, dusty morning. How are we doing, Reb?
Morena. I am also wrapped up in my jerseys, my woolies, and my PJs.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know I'm in good company.
Yeah, man. I'm pretty cozy myself. We've got a nice wee shirt and a good jumper. I'm cozy now. I was pretty cold biking over here, but we're all good now. Now, you've released a new song. You've released a new song, How Bizarre, which is a cover of the original How Bizarre. Who would have guessed it?
I mean, to be honest, it's one of New Zealand's greatest songs of all time, you know. Certainly had the hugest impact internationally, more so than other tunes had done before. And I mean, it's such a work of genius, really. Paulie and OMC and his family and colleagues, you know, were making such breakthrough music at the time, and How Bizarre just, you know, rose to the top. Our version's a little it's different, you know. There was no way that we could replicate that, but we really wanted to pay homage to it and I guess try and find possibly the flip side to the song. You know, the original is very up and very poppy, and we've sort of kind of connected more with the artist's journey and tried to shed a new light on the meaning of the tune.
So that's, I was going to say, because listening to some of your back catalogue, I wouldn't guess that you'd take a crack at How Bizarre, but paying homage is the kind of big reason you're choosing to cover this national treasure?
Well, I mean, it's New Zealand Music Month, and we wanted to do something that was special, and you know, what greater song really to cover? And I guess that no one has surprisingly or weirdly done it before, but maybe that's because it is so iconic, and it's not. You know, I couldn't replicate that amazing pop guitar riff, but what we did do is kind of journey through it and find something else that I think, you know, is for me as a musician is kind of core of the artist's journey, which is that, you know, it's not all glamour and fame and celebrity. And a lot of us, you know, the song is not really out of context of what we know about Paulie's life and the sort of rise of his celebrity and fame internationally, and also the fall from that, the fall from grace, you know, and that actually it's a lot more complex than that. And I think what I found certainly embodying the song and doing the cover was that it, you know, it's not all the glamour. But underneath is actually this quite a tragic story, you know, of someone who's just an incredibly amazing songwriter and performer, and has journeyed through what it's like to be an artist and struggle with that process.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. I've heard that you're drawing inspiration from Johnny Cash with his American Recordings album, which is entirely just acoustic guitar and Cash's voice. Does that mean that your cover will also be the same stripped back guitar and vocal style?
I guess it wasn't so much the instrumentation, although this is very stripped back, yes. But I think more the intention to honour great works of art. And I don't know whether this will be an ongoing thing or not, but when you know, for me, covering someone else's song is quite a sacred act, that you're embodying a work that they've, you know, it comes from their lived experience. You know, this is not just a tune. And I feel like Johnny Cash has done that, and he's brought his own flavour to it, you know. So perhaps it's about the instrumentation, but I think it's about the intent much more, to honour these works, to honour the dedication that a creative artist put into their art, and to share, to give meaning to people's lives, you know, like music does that. It kind of transcends everything else that's going on in the world and cuts through. And so, I guess that's my intention anyway.
The original How Bizarre had so many different musical elements to it, from the clamping down bass to the background singers and the surprise shots of brass instrumentation. How did you approach coming at this cover, ensuring that you could be sensitive and, I guess, making it making it your own as well. You know, while doing it justice, but making it your own.
Well, you know, we sort of work with our limitations, right? Or with what we're able to offer. And in this way, we sort of started from the ground up, which was just like an acoustic guitar and singing or speaking it, trying to find a different voice, trying to imbue our voice in Paulie's words and his story. And you just kind of follow your nose, really. Like, it's having the, I guess, the taking a risk. It's maybe it's courage, but to just dive in there and see what comes out. You know, music is often an accident where you're just exploring and being curious and seeing what comes to you. And really, for me, connecting with what something feels like. You know, where does this feel like it's taking me? And really interestingly, the connecting with Paulie's family and Alan Jansen, somehow it's resonated with our version, has resonated with them in a different way, perhaps speaking more to the complexity and tragedy of that time, the journey, the highs and lows, and that actually the song itself, the lyrics weren't happy. they're not a joyous celebration. They're like, wow, this is really hard. You know, this is kind of freaking me out. I'm in this big city. There's posters of me everywhere. The world is kind of crumbling around us. And what is that? You know. Mm-hmm. So even though it is initially like this super pop song, there's something else, which is great. You know, finding your own meaning. Like we all do that when we listen to music.
For sure. It's very bizarre. One might say, how bizarre. now it's been nearly 3 years since your last full length project Iris dropped. Is your How Bizarre cover a sign of more to come in 2024?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we've recorded a new record and we're just in the process of working out how to release that and what the process is So yeah, this is definitely like we're here and we're still making music and this is what I do for a living and, you know, is creating works. Sometimes it's longer in between than you'd like, but yeah, this is definitely the start of releasing more songs.
Awesome. That's awesome. There's another big announcement happening. You're on tour pretty soon with Voom and Vera Allen, Double V'd. How did this tour come together and have you played with either of these acts before?
Well, we just kind of got asked to do it. The great thing about this show is that it's not like the stress of putting on your own show. It's three bands who, you know, never get to play together or very often, and we just get to go on the road and have fun. And yeah, like we're super fans of Voom and Vera and to get to go on the road nowadays is really rare. Like maybe you guys go to see a festival, like a Nostalgia Fest or something, and there's a bunch of bands playing, but to actually go out on tour together is pretty unique. So we're super excited about it. It's a great opportunity to try some new material out for everyone, to sing along and jump and dance to Voom especially. Mm-hmm. So you know, they've been in the vernacular for a long time and we've admired each other's work and played with each other in different contexts but this is a real opportunity for us to hang out and really connect with people. You know, that's the great thing about music. It's cold out there, it's hard to get off the couch, and we're all feeling pretty like heavy with the weight of the world. Mm-hmm. And it's a way to come together and just remember what's important, you know.
For sure.
That connecting and being human and caring about one another and bringing joy, you know, is important.
For sure, yeah, totally agree. Now, all my older brothers have been in bands before, and every time they come back from touring, they are absolutely destroyed. Given that this tour is four consecutive shows in 4 days in four different places, how do you plan on taking care of yourself so you don't burn out on the road?
Well, I get really nourished going on tour. It's totally my jam.
Oh, okay.
You can, yes, it is exhausting, right? Like, but 4 dates is fine. maybe 28 dates, you know, you're kind of like 30 dates, it's hard. But it's still, I will be saving, I'll be making sure that I put myself to bed as soon as I've finished stage diving with Doom. And yeah, you know, and just trying to like relax. And there's just things that you have to do. I think a lot of it's mental self-care, you know, making sure that you've got space, that you've got rest, that you're nourished, that you've got food,
yeah.
That you're really doing those basic fundamental things. Because, you know, putting yourself out there in any respect, whether it's just going to work or like communicating with people or being an art performance artist, it's a lot of energy you're holding it in a different way. So you really need to balance that with self-love and nourishing food and
decompressing.
That's
after
probably what I'll be doing.
Big
There's
night,
not a
you
lot
know?
Of time though. Yeah. So also knowing that I talk to my body a lot. Like I prepare myself for it. I rehearse. I sing. Knowing that I'm not going to be able to do much else during that time except for eat and sleep and perform. And that after we've done those shows, that I'll need some room as well to recoup.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also from years of kind of knowing what it's like. But to be honest with you, I get so nourished from playing live music. Like, it's such a gift to be able to do that for a job. And it's being able to connect with people out there and travel around and especially play with bands you love. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Well, lastly, while I have you this morning, Voom, Vera Allen and yourself are playing in Otepotsi on Friday the 31st of May. When was the last time you were here and what would you give Otepotsi out of 10?
Oh, when was the last time that we were there? That's a great question. It might have been with Iris shows, actually. I try and come down as often as I can, but it's never often enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I grew up in the South Island.
You're in Christchurch.
And traveling to Dunedin. And so it's very much feels like home to me. And there's a different kind of energy. Like, I live up in Tamaki Makaurau now, and different energy down in the South. And musically as well. And I just... This show that we're bringing to you guys really feels like the heart of it is in the South.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we're flying nun artists, so there's a sort of rich history that we're bringing with us, and a sort of respect for the music from the South. And so, I think it's going to be great. Like, already, you know, tickets are really selling fast in Dunedin, so jump on them.
Mm-hmm,
excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just haven't been down there for a while.
Yeah, no, it'd be awesome to have you down here. Very much looking forward to it. And thank you for joining me this morning on this gruesome Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No worries, thank you very much. Alrighty, that was Aotearoa artist Reb Fountain talking about their latest single, How Bizarre, which is a cover of the original OMC track, How Bizarre, as well as their latest tour, which is happening next week, I believe. Let me just check those dates there, Sonny. Yep, next week they'll be here in Otepotsi playing at Eric's with Voom and Vera Allen. So get those tickets, people. Get them techies. Coming up on the program at 10 a.m., keep wanting to say 10 p.m. for some reason. At 10 a.m. we have Melbourne-based Kiwi artist Fanfic talking about their latest single, Jacket. Before we get to that, we're going to play this How Bizarre song because I am so curious. So here is How Bizarre by Reb Fountain, and after that we'll have How Bizarre by OMC. You're listening to Radio 1, the late breakfast show. That is, take care.
Pele's in the back, sweet Xena's in the back. the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly, red, blue lights flashes from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Pele preaches words of comfort.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.